Many of you have been waiting all week, possibly all year, to hear the glorious words, "He is risen," and to say in response, "He is risen indeed. Hallelujah." After the solemnness of Maundy Thursday, the grief of Good Friday, the waiting of Holy Saturday, we finally and with great enthusiasm proclaim the glory of Easter morning with the statement of triumph and joy, as our Savior has risen from the dead and is alive forevermore. He is risen.
He is risen indeed. Hallelujah.
It would really be hard to come up with something better to say this Easter morning, maybe any morning for that matter. The great thing that is that we all get to say it, proclaiming it from the mountaintops and from the valleys all over the world. But there are other times in life when someone else says something so profound, so amazing, that you think to yourself, "I wish I would have said that." This past week, I stumbled across this very thing. A saying or a quote from someone else had made me stop and acknowledge the beauty and the depth of meaning in the words spoken. It made me think, man, I wish I would have said that. This quote came from Dr. Jaroslav Pelikan, a noted historian, theologian, former LCMS pastor, Yale University professor, and author of over 30 books, who said in a radio interview shortly before he died, "If Christ is risen, nothing else matters. And if Christ is not risen, nothing else matters." What a profound and true statement. Listen to it again. If Christ is risen, nothing else matters. And if Christ is not risen, nothing else matters. And on this Easter morning, this quote serves as an appropriate theme for our message. But first, a reading from Holy Scripture. From 1 Corinthians chapter 15, our epistle for this morning. Now, the reading is a little long, but bear with me because it's very important that we hear this. "Now I would remind you, brothers, of the gospel I preached to you, which you received, in which you stand, and by which you are being saved, if you hold fast to the word I preached to you, unless you believed in vain. For I delivered to you of the first importance what I also received, that Christ died for our sins in accordance with the Scriptures, that he was buried, that he was raised on the third day in accordance with the Scriptures, and that he appeared to Cephas, then to the 12. Then he appeared to more than 500 brothers at one time, most of whom are still alive, though some have fallen asleep. Then he appeared to James, and then to all the apostles. Last of all, as to one untimely born, he also appeared to me. Now, if Christ is proclaimed as raised from the dead, how can some of you say that there is no resurrection from the dead? But if there is no resurrection of the dead, then not even Christ has been raised. And if Christ has not been raised, then our preaching is in vain and your faith is in vain. We are even found to be misrepresenting God, because we testified that God had raised Christ, whom he did not raise if it is true that the dead are not raised. For if the dead are not raised, not even Christ has been raised. And if Christ has not been raised, your faith is futile, and you are still in your sins. Then those who have fallen asleep in Christ have perished. If in Christ we have hope in this life only, we are of all people most to be pitied. But in fact, Christ has been raised from the dead, the first fruits of those who have fallen asleep. For as by a man came death, by a man also has come also the resurrection of the dead. For as in Adam all die, so also in Christ shall all be made alive, but each in his own order. Christ the first fruits, then at his coming those who belong to Christ. Then comes the end, when he delivers the kingdom to God the Father after destroying every rule and every power and authority. For he must reign until he has put all his enemies under his feet. The last enemy to be destroyed is death. It seems that Dr. Pelikan was only concisely restating what God had prompted Paul to write to the believers in Corinth those many years ago. If Christ is risen, nothing else matters. And if Christ is not risen, nothing else matters. So what does it mean if Christ has not been raised from the dead, nothing else matters? If the resurrection of our Savior is a lie, if it is an April Fool's Day hoax, what's the point of being here today? Worshiping a God that lied about his power and abilities, a God that could no more raise you from the dead than he could himself, is pointless. You may as well be worshiping a tree stump. Paul said it himself in the letter. If Christ has not been raised, your faith is futile and you are still in your sins. The sins then paid for on that cross so many years ago were then only his, not yours. There would still be a penalty for us to pay. God's wrath would still burn hotly against us. Our payment would be blood, our blood, sentenced to die for our transgressions, never to live with him in eternity in heaven. And all those that have died before us perished, Paul says, in the same boat as us. If Christ has not risen, none of what happens here at church matters. Baptism doesn't make you a child of God. Absolution doesn't forgive your sins. Communion doesn't strengthen and sustain your faith. The gospel isn't preached. And death wins. And our hope? What hope? We have nothing to hope in. If Christ has not risen, our hope is in this life only. Our life would be meaningless, a product of deception. We would be no better off than unbelievers, living as if the one with the most toys in this life wins. Self-satisfaction, greed, lust, our inner self would be the God that we serve, living life to the fullest because that's all there is. Who cares about our fellow man? It's all about me, baby. What a pathetic existence that would be, living with no regard for others, a dog-eats-dog existence, survival of the fittest. Nothing in this world would matter. Life wouldn't matter, for it would be temporary, fleeting. Paul knows, for he writes, if in Christ we have hope in this life only, we are of all people most to be pitied. But he is risen.
He is risen indeed. Hallelujah.
Christ is risen, and nothing else matters. All the stuff that we just talked about, the material wealth, the things of this world, doesn't matter. We have something way better than material things. We have a relationship with the risen Savior that will last for eternity. Our existence is no longer all about me, baby, or about the things that we can hoard, or about self-centeredness, but about our God and fellow man. Our God has risen, is alive and well, and working through us to care for those around us. Our neighbor in need is as close to as next door, or across the ocean. And our family is huge. We have brothers and sisters in Christ all over the world that we have never met. We as a family working together serve our risen Savior. Our life is not about us, but about God, about what God has done and is doing through us. If Christ is risen, nothing else matters. That includes the trials of this life. We all go through trials to some degree. Paul writes about this in his second letter to the Corinthians. We are afflicted in every way, but not crushed. Perplexed, but not driven to despair. Persecuted, but not forsaken. Struck down, but not destroyed. always carrying in the body the death of Jesus, so that the life of Jesus may also be manifested in our bodies. So we do not lose heart. Though the outer self is wasting away, our inner self is being renewed day by day. For this light, momentary affliction is preparing us for the eternal weight of glory beyond all comparison, as we look not to the things that are seen, but to the things that are unseen. For the things that are seen are transient, but the things that are unseen are eternal. There may be somebody sitting in the congregation right now that is going through a severe trial, who is suffering on the inside something that the rest of us can't see. It may be persecution because of their belief in God. It may be sickness or illness. It may be family issues. Whatever it is, it's very real and very painful. If this life was all there is, it would be very depressing and discouraging. But because Christ has risen, we can persevere because we look forward to eternity with him. And what we face in this life doesn't really matter compared to the eternity with our risen Lord. If Christ is risen, nothing in this life matters. If Christ is risen, what happens then in the church really does matter. Baptism makes you a child of God. Absolution forgives your sins. Communion strengthens and sustains your faith. The gospel is preached, and death does not win, as we heard earlier. But in fact, Christ has been raised from the dead, the first fruits of those who have fallen asleep. For as by a man came death, by a man has also come the resurrection of the dead. For as in Adam all die, so also in Christ all shall be made alive, but each in his own order. Christ the first fruits, then at his coming, those who belong to Christ. Then comes the end when he delivers the kingdom to God the Father, after destroying every rule and every authority and power, for he must reign until he has put all enemies under his feet. The last enemy to be destroyed is death. If Christ is risen, death really doesn't matter. Christ defeated death that Easter morning, tomb empty, stone rolled away for all to see. As believers, we share in that victory. Our death is but a portal to eternal life. Our soul goes to be with God, while our body waits patiently for the resurrection. I said earlier that I had wished that I had said the quote from Dr. Pelican. If Christ is risen, nothing else matters. And if Christ is not risen, nothing else matters. But as it turns out, God, through the pen of Paul, really said it first. And because God has said it first as a pastor in his church, I really do say it. I proclaim it every Sunday, whether I have the honor of being the liturgist, the preacher, or both. It really is a proclamation of God's word, his truth. The reality of the resurrection is witnessed in the invocation, the absolution, the sacraments, the message, and the benediction. I, along with pastors who have come before me and who will come after me, have spoken the truth of the resurrection every Sunday. But it is today, Easter Sunday, when the glorious message of the resurrection is proclaimed even louder from the mountaintops and the valleys, from the cities and the country, even the garden and the empty tomb, shouted out for all to hear, even at this early hour. And this is what really matters. He is risen.
He is risen indeed. Hallelujah.
Amen.